They ask you, O Messenger, to give them a ruling with respect to the inheritance of the person who dies without any direct heirs, such as a father or a child. Say, Allah explains the ruling with respect to such a person. If a person without any parent or child dies, and he has a full sister or a half-sister, she will receive half of the wealth he leaves, it being her set share. His full brother or half-brother will receive whatever wealth he leaves behind by way of agnation, if there are no stipulated heirs. Yet if there are stipulated heirs, he will inherit the balance that remains. If there are two or more full sisters or half-sisters, they will inherit two-thirds as their set share. If there are male and female, full or half siblings, they will inherit by way of agnation in accordance with the rule. The male receives equivalent to the share of two females, which means that the share of the male will be double that of the female. Allah explains to you the ruling for the person who dies without direct heirs, as well as other laws of inheritance, so that you do not go astray in this regard. Allah knows everything, and nothing is hidden from Him. The Table, Surah Al-Ma'idah. Themes of the Surah. The topics include the fulfillment of contracts, obeying the sacred law and its limits, and the completeness of the religion. Explanation. O you who believe in Allah, follow His Messenger and practice His laws. Fulfill the firm promises of faith and practice that were made between you and your Creator. Also, fulfill the promises made with His creation in sale transactions, marriage, etc. Allah has permitted for you, out of His mercy, livestock animals, camels, cattle, sheep, and goats, except those the prohibition of which have been read to you, and the land game that He has prohibited you from in the state of sanctity during the pilgrimage of Hajj or Umrah. Allah decides to permit and prohibit as He wills in accordance with His wisdom. No one can compel Him or object to His decision. O you who believe in Allah, follow His Messenger and practice His laws. Do not violate the sanctity of those things that Allah has instructed you to honor. Stay away from those things that are prohibited when you are in the state of pilgrim sanctity, such as wearing your normal clothing, and those things that are prohibited within the sanctuary, such as hunting. Do not regard fighting in the sacred months of Dhul-Qa'idah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram, and Rajab to be permissible. Do not violate the sacrificial animal by seizing it or preventing it from reaching its place of sacrifice. Do not violate those animals with garlands indicating that they are offerings. Do not violate those intending to go to the sacred house of Allah, seeking profit in their trade and Allah's pleasure. When you come out of the state of pilgrim sanctity and you leave the sanctuary, you may hunt if you wish. The hatred for a people who prevented you from the sacred mosque should not cause you to be oppressive and unfair towards them. Help one another, O believers, to do what you have been instructed and to leave what you have been prohibited from. Fear Allah by holding on to His obedience and avoiding His disobedience. Allah's punishment for the one who disobeys Him is severe, so be careful of it. Beneficial points. The laws and cases of inheritance for the person who dies without direct heirs, with a clarification of the shares of the heirs that arise in each case. The principle of the sacred law is that it is permissible to eat all animals besides those excluded with a proof of prohibition, or land game that comes before a person in the state of sanctity during the pilgrimage of Hajj or Umrah. It is prohibited to regard as lawful those things that have been made unlawful. These include things prohibited when in the state of ihram, hunting in the sanctuary, fighting in the sacred months, and violation of the sanctity of the sacrificial animal by taking it or by preventing it from reaching its place of sacrifice. It is permissible to hunt after coming out of the state of pilgrim sanctity for Hajj or Umrah, and after leaving the sanctuary. Allah has forbidden you from eating those animals that die without being ritually slaughtered. He has also forbidden you from spilled blood, pig's meat, an animal on which other than the name of Allah was taken at the time of slaughter, an animal that was strangled or beaten to death, or one that fell from a high place, or an animal that was gored by another animal, and an animal that was hunted by a predator, such as a lion, tiger, or wolf. Unless you reach any of these animals while they are alive and you slaughter them, in which case they will be lawful for you. He has forbidden you from those animals that were sacrificed for idols. He has also prohibited you from drawing lots to know whether something is destined for you or not, or to use as a means of making a decision when intending to do something or not. By doing these prohibited things, a person is leaving obedience to Allah. Today the disbelievers have lost hope that you will leave the religion of Islam, because they see its strength. So do not fear them, but fear me alone. Today, I have perfected for you your religion, which is Islam. I have completed my apparent and hidden favors on you. I have selected Islam as your religion, so I will not accept any other. If anyone is forced due to hunger to eat from an animal that was not slaughtered correctly, with no inclination to sin, there is no sin on such a person to do so. Allah is forgiving and compassionate. After Allah mentioned what is forbidden to consume, He mentioned what is allowed in the following verse. Your companions ask you, O Messenger, what Allah has permitted them to eat. Say, O Messenger, Allah has permitted you to eat any food that is pure and also what is hunted by trained animals that have canines, such as dogs, cheetahs, or birds that have talons such as falcons. These are animals that you train to hunt as Allah has blessed you with knowledge of its methods, such that they follow instructions and leave something when told to do so. You may eat any game caught by such animals, even if they kill them, as long as you take the name of Allah when releasing them. Be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His instructions and staying away from His prohibitions. Allah is quick in taking account. Today Allah has allowed you to eat those things that are wholesome, and the animals slaughtered by the Jews and Christians who are the people of the scripture. He has also made lawful for them animals that you slaughter. He has permitted you to marry free, chaste women from the believers, as well as free, chaste women from the Jews and Christians who received scripture before you. This is if you give them their dowries and you are trying to stay away from committing an immoral action, such as adultery or fornication, by taking them as lovers. Yet whosoever disbelieves in Allah and His laws which He has given to His slaves, then his actions are void, because the condition for good actions to be accepted is true faith. On the day of judgment, such a person will be a loser due to entering the fire of hell, where they will live eternally. Beneficial points. It is prohibited to eat animals that die without being slaughtered, blood that spills forth from an animal at the time of slaughter, the meat of the pig, animals on which other than the name of Allah was taken at the time of slaughter, and any animal that died by strangulation, being beaten to death, falling from a high place, being gored, or by being hunted by a wild animal. The exceptions to this rule are those animals that are found alive and are slaughtered in the manner set down by the sacred law. Those animals hunted by trained animals with canines or birds with talons are lawful. Animals slaughtered by the people of the scripture are permitted. It is also permitted to marry women from the people of the scripture who are free and chaste.